Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
Now that it's summertime, it's finally time to let those kites fly at Kenai's annual kite festival. This year's event will occur from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. at Millennium Square Park in Kenai. It's free, and kite enthusiasts of all ages are welcome to participate. Kenai Parks and Recreation Director Tyler Bess explains that this event will have lawn games, free snow cones, and even a limited number of free kites being given away by Walmart this year.
Honestly, it's such a simple event. Like, we don't have a lot of stuff going on. We usually have some yard games that some volunteers will do, again, free snow cones. And then it's just really, kids just get out there and they fly kites and they seem to have a blast.
The Alaska Kiters will show off their flying skills with enormous kites, but they'll also have some fan favorites.
And then they have Minion kites that will fly up and a lot of favorite like Disney characters that will go up in the sky as well.
Don't have a kite? No worries, because there will be a Build a Kite station at the event. If you want to fly as long as possible but are concerned that making a kite on site will slow you down, the Kenai Library offers a free kite artistry and engineering event on Friday, June 14th, for anyone to come in and create their aerial masterpieces.
I personally love it when you see a kite that's made at our library, because it just shows like great community involvement. You get people that you'll see them, and sometimes they'll hook them to fishing rods, but the library also has string for the kite.
So make sure you get your kite flying skills ready for this Saturday, because those community kites are ready to soar. Miramichi is pushing for a CPI-based fiscal discipline in the most recent and future budgets. For the report, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly unanimously approved the fiscal year 2025 budget at its meeting on Tuesday, June 4th. The new budget takes a directed, philosophical approach to borough fiscal planning based on concurrent attention to the Anchorage Consumer Price Index. The idea is to match the development of annual budgets with inflationary changes as described by the CPI. According to a press release from the Office of Borough Mayor Peter Michicki, this fiscal year 2025 budget is a continued, everyday effort to manage costs at or below cost of living increases over time.
It's a responsibility when you put the burden of taxes and you put yourself in a taxpayer's shoes and you think about that impact on every family in the borough.
That from Mayor Michicki, who went on to say,
"That's how you create your fiscal discipline. And our fiscal discipline essentially is this, where we know how much we can spend because we're going to only increase by CPI, the Consumer Price Index. That's real inflation over time."
As evidence of the vectored approach, the 2.5% increase in the fiscal year 25 borough budget and the 2.57% increase in fiscal year 2024 comes in below the 9.6% inflationary increase in the CPI over the same time frame. According to the mayor, this approach sets aside needless haggling in the budgeting process and keeps taxpayer burdens at the forefront of the discussion.
Directors used to fight for additional funding when they weren't aligned behind a fiscal discipline CPI-based budget philosophy. Now that they are, you don't see that competition. We know that that's the most we can spend. We prioritize together as a team, and we put the taxpayer first every time.
The new budget outlines $178 million in revenue and $180 million in expenditures, including $56 million designated for the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Alaska State Troopers received a notification of a possible missing person case at 7:49 p.m. on June 10th. The missing woman, 48-year-old Christiana Watt of Ketchikan, is suspected to be in the Ward Lake area. Watt's Silver Range Rover vehicle was in the Ward Lake parking lot with her cell phone, wallet, and ID inside, but Watt was nowhere to be found. Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Friday.